Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Before we dive into today's episode, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor, the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. This cutting-edge program is tailored for health and wellness professionals ready to elevate their practice and for women aspiring to achieve holistic success. Ayurveda Alchemist is your pathway to optimizing health through Ayurvedic wisdom, a true odyssey to unlocking your fullest potential. Whether you're a health professional seeking career fulfillment or a personal health enthusiast yearning for holistic well-being, this certification is your golden ticket. Act fast, because our inner circle is intentionally small to ensure optimal learning guided by industry experts for a personalized, transformative experience. Limited spots are available, so seize the opportunity now. If you're ready to revolutionize your life and make a lasting impact on others by becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach, don't miss out. Apply today at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It has been a hot minute since we've done one of these bonus episodes. This is part of a bonus series called Evolution to Your Higher Self with myself and the wonderful Melissa Alves. And this series is just all about having really raw, real conversations. And a lot of the conversations that we have in private, and we thought, oh my God, we so need to hit record on us, because we give out each other so much gold. But also a lot of things that our clients ask us, or students in the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy, things that they really want to dive deeper in, and about the things that are going to really pull you up and out into your higher self. And so today we're going to be talking all about setting boundaries so that you can unbind yourself from overwhelm, resentment, and stress. And I'm like, this topic I really want to flesh out, because this has been coming up for me so, so much lately. I've worked on my boundaries for a very, very long time. Like, I never used to have any, like, at all. And I would say over the last, I don't know, like maybe 5 years, I've really honed in and worked on this and set some really good, strong boundaries, like in my business and relationships and like all around me. But I've felt in probably the last 6 months, or maybe not that long, but I've just felt like lately I've just been like tested from the universe, you know. And then I was at PRAC, I was working at the acupuncture clinic the other day, and she had like a set of cards there, and I was flicking through the cards and chose out a card, and it was just one, and all it said was boundaries on it. So I'm like, I think this is going to be, I need to bring this conversation out. Yep. And anyway, so I was thinking that, and then I got a message from a listener saying, oh, I'd love for you to do an episode on how to set boundaries, because it's something I've always struggled with. And to be honest, it's something I see in my clinic so much with my women's health clients, and it's causing them so much stress and creating hormonal issues just because they can't set very good boundaries because of the stress that's related to that. So we will be having a quick chat about this, but before we dive in, I guess I'll you've probably already heard my intro on the podcast, but I am Harmony and I am an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and the founder of the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And Melissa, over to you.
Hey everyone, I am a 5D mindset and energetics mentor, also the student success mentor at the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy.
Yes, she is. And Mel, what is your win for the week?
Oh, my win for the week, I think over the last week, if you asked, you should have asked me that question. We should have did this yesterday because I feel like as we're speaking, it was the solar eclipse early this morning in Australia and it has been so erratic. But up until yesterday, and I'm in my inner autumn, like just came on my bleed, so in the winter now, and kids are on school holiday. So if you asked me yesterday at the start of the day, my wins were... That feels like it's all falling apart. But my wins was, I think, finally getting clarity and not clarity. I've always had the clarity on my purpose, but having the courage to step in and start creating programs that are aligned with that. And, you know, talking about boundaries is just really having boundaries on myself of allowing myself to show up and not allow myself to fall back and do what I think I should be doing. So I think that was the biggest win for me today, is having that courage to, not today, over the past week, to finally step in. But there's a whole lot of feelings that come with that as well.
Yeah, I love that. Can you share some insight onto what that looks like for you?
Yeah, so if you guys have been following along, listening to the bonus series, you know, I have so much modalities or wisdom, so to speak, and I found it very hard to kind of hone it in. I thought that, you know, I should play in the reality and, you know, just work on mindset and help people with trauma, but there is so much more things behind the scenes that I do in my life to be able to build that resilience, to be able to step into my higher self. And there was missing components that I wasn't showing because I was scared that I fit myself in a box of how it should be and stay in that lane and don't come out of that lane. But to be honest, if I wanted to create that deeper transformation and that purpose, my sole purpose, to help people evolve their consciousness and evolve their business, then I have to bring in those other aspects in there. So bringing in a lot of understanding of what the 5D dimensional is and what is consciousness and what are the different levels and how do we ascend. So tapping into that energetics while working on the mindset and healing the trauma and then finding your purpose and birth in your business. So not a business coach, not here to scale, but here to heal yourself, tap into your purpose, unlock your spiritual gifts, evolve, and then create a soul-led business out of that. So that feels really good, but very scary at the same time.
I love that. So your big win is just getting yourself out of that box.
So that was my big win for this week. So Harmony, what's the big win for you this week? I know a lot's been going on in your world.
It has been crazy. Like, it has been crazy, but good crazy as well. I would say my win was allowing myself just to have a lot of fun on the weekend and connecting with all of my friends. It was just, yeah, it was amazing because, like, you know, with the master's degree, I'm in my final year, so there's a lot of study. There's a lot of kids' sports going on. There's a lot of business stuff going on. Like, there's always so much. And this weekend I was just doing, so many social events, which exhausted me because my vata was like, oh, at the end of it. But my beautiful friends that, you know, we all met, like 15 years ago when we commissioned the emergency department at Robina Hospital. And so we have been connected since then, and our friendships just always remain so strong. I mean, as emergency nurses, you go through so much together, you see so much trauma. And so, yeah, our bonds have always been strong. We're all in different areas and different jobs now, but we've always stayed good friends. And they put a little surprise birthday, belated birthday lunch on for me, which was so nice, and got me a beautiful voucher to go down to like this spa down at Mullumbimby. So I'm super excited for that. And then I had another friend drive all the way down from Yeppoon. She's one of my high school besties, and we went out to dinner, which was beautiful, and we went to rickshaws. I don't know if you guys are from the Gold Coast, you know rickshaws. It's like such an amazing, beautiful restaurant on the beach, and we just lucked out and we got the best table. Like, you cannot, it's the one right in the corner on the beach, and you cannot even, like, you can't request it. And we always joke, like, every time you go, that's like the table for famous people. So we felt really, really good. And then the next day, I went and relived my youth, and I went to a Live and Incubus concert. With my husband, and that was lots of fun as well, because that's like the music I used to rock onto when I was like 16. So yeah, I think just letting my hair down and just having fun was my biggest win this week.
Oh, that is so good, because I know behind the scenes you have got a lot going on, and you're back at uni and all the kind of things. So to see Harmony put her hair down, looking all sexy and glammed up and having so much fun, like, that just makes my heart sing. And I saw that little photo of you on your Instagram where you had your hat on, your denim shorts, and, you know, taking yourself in your amazing wardrobe. I was just like, oh my God, yes, she's letting the little inner Harmony come out and play. So I was so, yeah, I was so stoked for your weekend.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I must admit, like, it's only Tuesday today at the time of recording, and yesterday was Monday. I did struggle a little. Like, I was like, messaging Mel, and you're like, yup, crawling in your shell. Like, and that's just like, I don't even drink much. So it was just like the, you know, the excitement and the constant like go, go, go and socializing and stuff. But yeah, it was good for the soul.
That was the 40-year-old version of you now.
Oh, yes. Well, that version's been around for a while. Even for my 30th, I had like a high tea party. Like, I've never been a big, big party girl unless I was like maybe 18, like my 18-year-old, 19 was sort of like it for me. Yeah. But let's get on to the subject of boundaries. So
Harmony, I wanted to ask you, talking about boundaries, is I wanted to know from your perspective, like, why do you see that it's so important to set boundaries as a holistic leader, as a mother, as a wife, as a colleague? Could you share your insights on that?
Yeah, because if you don't, you completely deplete yourself. And I think as women, we often are seen as the nurturers, we're the caregivers, and we often hold that role with like high esteem and want to be able to support everyone, and we forget to support ourselves, and then we're only doing a half-assed job when it comes to showing up for our kids or showing up in our business or showing up in our work. But I think for me, like I've mentioned, I've struggled with this quite a lot throughout my life, because I've always been a bit of a people pleaser, because I always want to see people achieve and do their best. And that's something that I still love to do. And that's why I love the business that I'm in, because I'm always helping women to evolve into their higher self through Ayurveda and through women's health and all the things. But at the same time, it can be at my detriment. So I'm always like really, you know, sort of supporting everyone around me, including my children, which, you know, you do as a mother, and you do that like, A, you have to, but B, because you really want to. Like, I want to see my children exceed and like just have their best life, right? So I think that then when you get so used to being in that role, and if you try to step away from it, there's that guilt that infiltrates you, and then you're like left with all of these sort of guilt and then resentment feelings. And that's not healthy, because A, if you're not articulating your boundaries, you can't expect anyone else to know what they are. So you can sulk on the inside, you can feel resentful on the inside, but if you haven't actually put the boundaries in place, then it's all on you. Like, you have to own that. It's not the other people that are overstepping them. It's not the people that are, you know, always asking for help or not even asking for help, but you're just showing up to support them. Like, you have to own that, because you are the one that isn't putting those boundaries in place. And I think also for me, like growing up, I was always sort of told like, oh, you're the strong one, like you can manage things, you know. And I feel feel like I've always carried that, and I've carried that. I wouldn't, it's not as like a badge of honor, but I've carried that as almost an identity that I have to prove, like I can do it all. And yeah, not even that I can do it all, it's that I can, if someone else is struggling, I can take over and fix it and help them because I'm the strong one, like I'm the capable one. And so if I, if I'm feeling like I see someone else suffering or not coping with workload or anything like that, then I'll like, oh, it's right, I can, you know, I can do it, I can manage it, even with all of the things. And that for me has been a really big eye-opener because I then burn myself out. And therefore, I can't show up as my higher self in all the realms of my life. So I feel as a holistic leader, we really need to look at health as what it is, which is that holistic view from that Ayurvedic perspective of the spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, and Dharma. And we have to understand that boundaries play a huge role in our overall health. Like I said, in my women's health clinic, I would see a lot of women come in and they would have really poor boundaries in their relationship. They would have really poor boundaries with their kids. Like their kids were running all over them and they were coming in completely depleted. Their cortisol was all over the shop, which is their stress hormone, which then affects their sex hormones, their estrogen and progesterone. So they're having these hormonal imbalances. And a lot of the time we get down to the core and they're not being able to set these boundaries in their life, which is causing them so much stress, creating real physical responses in their bodies. So if we don't set boundaries, we are doing ourselves a massive disservice. We are depleting our own health, our own ojas, we say in Ayurveda, which is that sort of strength, that vitality in that. And we are also letting the people down around us because one minute we might be like overcompensating and doing everything for them. And then the next minute we're like doing nothing or shunning them or feeling like resentful to them. And it's not their fault. So I think that we are not only doing ourselves a disservice, but we're doing the people around ourselves a disservice. And if we want to step into that leadership role, being a holistic leader in the health and wellness space, or a holistic leader at home, whatever that may be, you've got to look holistic leader. A leader has boundaries. So I think this is one really important thing to work on to improve our overall health mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritual, and setting boundaries is a real spiritual practice as well. It's like setting the boundaries with yourself to be able to do your rituals, to do your dinacharya. That is setting yourself up for success if you set the boundaries. But if you just wake up whenever you want to wake up, eat whatever you want to eat because you've got no really boundaries with that, do, you know, all of the things, you don't build that healthy relationship with yourself either. So we really need to have boundaries in place with ourselves, like you mentioned, having boundaries with yourself to be able to allow yourself to experience your higher self and step into what you came here to do. So is there anything on that you wanted to add, Mel?
Oh, yeah, there is so much that I want to add on that. And this is why we're having amazing conversation. And it goes back to, you know, I think for boundaries, it's very much when people hear boundaries, they go, okay, it's setting boundaries and I've got to set boundaries for other people not to cross it. And it's a bad thing. It has a bad connotation around it. When it's not, it's like you said, it's a spiritual practice and it's a beautiful thing. And when you think about it, a lot of the boundaries that we set in place for people not to cross is actually boundaries for ourselves. And yes, as you're talking and mentioning that it's a spiritual practice, it is. And how I see it, because I really struggled with setting boundaries. I was a people pleaser like you. I just wanted to help everyone and put yourself at burnout and overwhelm and that kind of stuff. And it was several years ago when I went, okay, I'm struggling with boundaries. And I'm like, I don't want to set boundaries. I'm just going to put a little line in the sand and it can get rubbed. I can rub it off and someone else can rub it off and it's all good. But then a few years ago when I went, I'm going to set myself standards, my personal standards of how I want to show up and what I want around me. And one of the, because that was easier than setting boundaries, So one of the things that I put was, I only surround myself with people that bring me love. And that is a standard I hold, quote unquote, a boundary that I hold. And then towards the end of last year, when I noticed that there were people around my inner circle that weren't bringing me love, that secretly were jealous, that secretly have comparison, and I felt that energy of not love, I had to go back to my standards and go, okay, I've let my boundary go, my guard down, my standard go, because I'm allowing people that don't give me love in my circle. So I had to reinforce that standard, so reinforce that boundary. So I really love that you said that setting boundaries is a spiritual practice. So for those of you that really struggle with setting boundaries and that concept, look at it as your personal standards. Where can I set personal standards? Because I know that was a gateway for me to be able to set boundaries.
I also think, as someone on the receiver end, like when someone does set boundaries, it can also be a blessing and make you feel safe and secure as well. So you feel like when you set boundaries, there's generally open communication if you're setting them and articulating them, right? And so when you're in a relationship and someone sets very clear boundaries, you feel kind of safe in that. And I'm also thinking like back to my childhood, we didn't have like a lot of boundaries set around us. And actually it was like, I didn't, like, not that I didn't feel safe, like I have the most amazing parents, but I kind of felt like I could do what I wanted if I wanted to. Luckily I didn't. It came out pretty good. But I know for me, it's always been a way that I felt growing up. So with my children, I set really clear boundaries with them, and I feel that, and I've had conversations with them, like it does make them feel more secure and safe knowing that they are, you know, this is what they can and can't do, this is what I expect of them, but this is also you know here to keep you safe and monitored so that you are supported through all of the things that you do. So in one sense, they can really help to make you feel safe and secure as well on the receiving end, and know exactly what that person is about. I love upfront, like just honest, real people. And if they are going to be like, oh, you know, like say for instance, even like business mentors that I've had, and they've like set some really clear boundaries with contact when you
can. No backing. I thought I muted my mic, but I don't think it's on here. And
boundaries with that dog, Mel. Good.
Oh my goodness, because I don't think I've connected my mic. My bad.
That is so funny. like even with like business mentors and other people, when they've set really clear boundaries, you know you can work within those guidelines. And as a practitioner yourself, you can get so overwhelmed and so bombarded with messages. It's like clients feel that they can not only, like I have a specific client portal and most of them are really great and they'll just message me through the portal because that's the way I tell them they can communicate with me Monday to Thursday between these hours. So I've set very clear boundaries on that. But you'll still get people that will want to contact you on, if they don't reach you in the portal, like Instagram or Facebook, then email, then message. So as a practitioner, like it is so important to have those boundaries so that you give yourself time to be able to switch off and do things that you enjoy as well. Like you're not there just to be of service 100% of your time, even if you do love what you do and all the things. So Mel, can you give us a personal experience of you in your life, how you've recently or maybe a while ago set some boundaries in order to really excel on a personal level? And what did that actually allow you to do? Just so our listeners can see, this is how I set boundaries. And once I set them, it allowed me to excel and do this.
Yeah, so this is probably going back many years now, but it set me up to where I am today, and I have these strong boundaries in place. So when I had my third now your dog is going on and when I had my third baby, I had three children under the age of four and no family up here. It was, and my hubby was working 6-7 days. I was exhausted, I was depleted, I was crying, I was yelling, I was that crazy, you know, overwhelmed mum. Then I went, you know what, I'm going to set boundaries for myself. I'm going to get up and go for a walk every single morning, and I'm going to exercise, even though I was running on 2-3 hours sleep. But I had set boundaries and had the talk with hubby and said, look, I'm good. After I feed Bubba at 4:30 in the morning, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to come home and do exercise, because by the time I was coming home exercising, the kids were awake, like the two little toddlers, and the baby was awake and he was just doing his thing. And then I had to stop my workout and do the month stuff. So I was very frustrated and all that kind of stuff. And I had a conversation with him and said, look, for me, in order for me to show up and be the best mum that I can and be the best wife that I can, I need to give time for myself. So if I come home and exercise after my walk and you and the kids are awake, I need you to step up and look after the kids at least for 20 minutes. I'm just doing a 20-minute workout. And by putting that boundary in, and he was so like, we get scared that, oh, they're not going to receive it, they're going to get upset. But they want to, like, your loved ones want to support you, and you just have to communicate that. And that boundary has been put in place since, it's been coming on to 9 years, like 8.5 years now. And it's just non-negotiable. They know in the morning, if they get up early or Shane gets up and the kids are up early, they know to leave me alone. If I'm exercising, if I'm meditating, if I'm doing my, you know, dinacharya in the morning, which is your morning routine, they know that that's mum's time. And that is a very clear boundary. And that has allowed me to step up and be the best mom. That's allowed me to step up and have the energy for my business and have the energy just to show up and be a good fucking human being. You know, because I find when I don't have that time in the morning, because I rub the line out in the sand and I, you know, allow them to step over that boundary, then I'm a cranky bitch. Like, I just don't deal with stuff. If I don't have my morning routine, then that sacred time, I'm not okay. But that has been put in place now for the last 8.5 years. And it's allowed me time to connect in, because back then I was still working in corporate. I was working for defense. But it allowed, and having that time was so sacred. It allowed me to tap into my higher self. It allowed me to show up and have the courage to step away from the 9-to-5 and follow my dreams. It gave me clarity and space to find my Dharma, to understand my purpose, and the space and the courage to be able to go and execute it. So if it wasn't for that one boundary, I would not be here with a business today serving women. That would not be the case.
I love that. And I created the same boundaries, like with my kids and husband as well, with morning routines and being able to get up and exercise and meditate. And even when we were like in lockdown in COVID, I still kept to this routine sort of to keep me safe. And so that was my time, you know, and from a very, even when the kids were very young age. And I have been asked so many times or told so many times by mothers and clients who have come into my clinic, like, oh, but how do you do that? Because I've got kids this age. I'm like, yeah, so do I. Like, you just haven't set those boundaries around your children and help them be independent in the morning, like showing them what they can and can't do. And I mean, like, yeah, you can't do it when they're babies or toddler, like just leave them to their own device. But if you do have support, that is where you can, you know, infiltrate the boundary there as well. Like, this is a shared job, this parenthood thing. So that is, yeah, yes, I love that one. And it's definitely one that I have done myself for sure.
I love that. And Harmony, I wanted to ask if you could share a time in your life that you've overcome that fear of setting a boundary, and once you've overcome it, how has that helped you in honoring yourself?
Yeah, so I think a big one for me is always thinking I can fit everyone and everything in, and feeling like I'm going to let that person down. They don't, or they feel like I'm not valuing them if I don't meet up with them. And so, and also that goes for people who I don't know that well, but I've had so many people go just random message me, and I might have like met them in a yoga class, or, you know, just very randomly met them maybe online, and they'll be like, oh, I would love to catch up for a coffee. I want to pick your brains about this, that, and the other. It's generally to do with like business. And I used to, because I've like got that, oh, I've got to, you know, if I've got the information, I've got to help the people. So I would always meet up with these like people and, you know, give them about $500 worth of coaching in 3 minutes and then feel so deflated. And Mel, you're shaking your head because you're like, yeah, I know you do that. No, you're still working on that. But I definitely have gotten so much better. So I don't do that anymore. Pick your brains coffee dates. Then it's absolutely no benefit to me. And like, I don't look at things like that. Like, oh, is this going to benefit me? Because I've always been about benefiting and, you know, helping others rise. But when it started to become at my detriment, like I am really busy and I am exhausted and I could have been spending those 2 hours and that time working on my own business or spending it with my family or spending it with friends. And so now when I get those requests, I'm like, I would love to be able to support you in your business. Here's my booking link. Like you can book in for a consultation. So that's one thing that I have been so much more better with, and I'm really grateful because it's given me the time. It's also helped me build my credibility and authority, because I'm not just like, oh yeah, sure, no worry, like free information here, there. I mean, like I've run this podcast for 4 years, which has like so much amazing guest expert speakers and wonderful free education. And so like I also have the Facebook community that I do a lot of free education in. So I don't need to do one-to-one free education, and it was just burning me out. And then I would feel really resentful and frustrated and then really angry at myself. So that's a huge one. And then on the back of that is also like saying yes to when friends had lots of like events, even though if I had so many different things on that day, I'd be like, oh yeah, I can squeeze it in, I'll run there, I'll go there. And being very like Vata, like I'm a Vata Pitta, but like running to lots of different social events, it really depletes my energy and it really exhausts me and then affects me the next day, like that overstimulation. And so I've learned to say no much more easier and not have to give excuses and this and this and this. It's like, no, sorry, I can't make it, which no is a complete sentence in itself. But also if I have felt like a bit of a superwoman that day, like around ovulation when I'm like planning, I'm like, yeah, I can do it. Yes, I'd love to, rah, rah, rah. If it gets to that, you know, that day and I'm feeling completely depleted and exhausted, I hate letting people down. I always show up for what I say I'm going to show up for. But recently I've had to say, look, I am so depleted, and I will let them know, I'm so sorry, but I can't make this. Like I am going to, and especially with so many assignments going on and all that. And so I feel like in the past I would have felt really guilty and try to make it up to them and all this, but I'm just like, no, like I have to protect me, because no one else is going to protect me if I'm not going to protect me with my boundaries. So I feel like that's made a huge difference in my life, in the way, again, the way that I show up and also how I show up for the rest of the day, instead of feeling like, oh God, you know, I've got to do, why did I say this, and like beating up on myself. I'm like, hell yeah, like fuck yeah, I'm so proud of you. You go, girl, you're a boss babe. Like you are taking control of the situation, which feels really, really empowering. So yeah, I think they're probably the big things with boundaries that I shifted in my life that made a huge difference. But Mel, for our listeners, because boundaries are, like we said, they're scary, they can be challenging to set, especially if you have that really nurturing, beautiful, nice, good girl type of personality, and it can be, yeah, and you care what people think. I mean, we all do, they're not easy, but you've also got to care what you think about you. Like you've got to tell yourself you're worthy of setting boundaries. So Mel, can you give our listeners 3 tips on how to move past their fears of setting boundaries and get more out of their lives, and even maybe bring it back into that energetic 5D level that you work with?
I think definitely like the first one, and firstly, before quickly get in there, just quickly, because I'm very conscious of time, but there was a great point that you made that I just really want to highlight out to the listeners, because everyone that you're listening, you're in that health and wellness holistic space, right? You're in that leader. And so a really crucial point that Harmony made was having boundaries of people overstepping that asks for your free information, that drains your time because they're trying to DM you, they're trying to catch up for a cup of coffee, but all they want to do is pick your brain and get your medicine for free. And yes, we have this medicine and we have this wealth of knowledge and we want to serve, but we also, there needs to be an energy exchange. And it's not like, oh, I need money for that, but it's no, it's that energy exchange. And what you're putting out there in the universe, if you're just giving, 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 giving and not receiving, then you're putting out there to the universe that I'm to give, 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 and I'm not open to receiving. So then the abundance of clients coming in, the abundance of signups, the abundance of wealth is not coming in because you've blocked it. You're like, no, I'm just here to give and I'm not here to receive. So it's really important as us, as, you know, health and wellness practitioners and holistic leaders, that we really have a look at that energy leak. And I've been really working on that this year of where is my energy leak and how much I'm giving away for free, and trying to put stronger boundaries in that, because fuck, I'm telling the universe I'm open to receiving, because I was telling the universe that I have got so much to give and I'm just going to give and give and give, and universe is like, great, yeah, I'm just going to sit back and you can just give, 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 give. Like, no, I'm ready to have that exchange. I'm ready to have a wealth of clients and a wealth of abundance. And I know that you ladies are feeling the same. So I think that's the one that we all need to work on, especially in this industry, is just to set that energetic boundary and be open to receiving and stop giving our shit away for free. Turn it down, Mel, because I'm getting passionate. So I think the three tips that I can give to the listeners is definitely one is understanding why you're setting the boundaries. Having it, it's like anything in life. Why are you doing what you're doing? And if you can connect in with the reason why you're doing what you're doing, then the execution is going to be so much better, right? Why am I setting, it can be something as small as like, why am I setting a boundary not to go on my phone when I'm going into a 90-minute concentration flow state and I'm going to put my phone away and not get distracted and turn it off? The reason why, so I can focus and harness my energy so I can create something that's going to move the needle forward in my business. But if you're just saying, oh, I just don't want to jump on my phone because it's a distraction, it's not anchored deep in the core reason why. So you're not, it's like if you're running business and you don't know the reason why, you're not anchored in. So any little notification, that's going to distract you and rub that line out in the sand, right? So we want boundaries that are set in concrete, not in sand. So to be able to turn sand into concrete is that reason why. Why are we setting that boundary? And the second one is communicate clearly, Mel. Talk properly. No, communicate clearly and compassionately. So that goes back to that example of, you know, when I was saying I had to have a conversation with hubby, was being, and Harmony said it many times in this podcast, is have that clear communication of, if it involves other people, why you're setting your one, why you're setting your boundaries, and why is it important? And if the other person understands of why it's important to you and how they can help you, they're going to want to help you. They're going to want to see you thrive. And yes, it may make them uncomfortable for a little while because they need to change. They need to step up and support, you know. So, but, you know, I just feel a lot of people get stuck, and that's where I got stuck because of that people pleasing. I find it, and I still find it very hard to communicate clearly my boundaries because I don't want to make the other person feel uncomfortable. Taking, and then it goes back to my third point, is it ties into my third point with start small. You know, start having those boundaries, start with small steps. It doesn't have to be, okay, that's it, this is my boundaries, and don't come and talk to me while I'm in my office, just piss off. It can start with something small, like, you know, guys, when I'm in here, I'm going to be here for 5 minutes, just make sure you don't come in. So have a look at your boundaries and take smaller steps. And with the small steps, especially for those that find it very difficult, and this setting boundaries is a big challenge for them, other people's just a breeze, but the ones that find it really challenging, is when you take those small steps and you reinforce that, celebrate those wins. Just stop and take a moment and celebrate those wins. Allow that highest version of yourself to come to that wounded, scared part, fearful part of you, and celebrate you and hold you in that. And once you do that, that's when you start to see the quantum shifts happen. when you have those boundaries and you start to see things in your business start moving forward and propelling because you've set the boundaries. And those boundaries, those soul standards are the standards of your higher self. And if you can show up and remind you, like I've got, I think there's 6 or 7, and I write it down, a soul standard, my boundaries, and I have it in my bathroom mirror. So when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm looking at that every single day and reinforcing. I'm reading, going, okay, surround myself with those that bring me love. I'm continuously learning and growing. So it's constantly being reinforced because, you know, we wake up and sometimes we don't feel like our higher self. Sometimes we shrink back down and we have those fears and we have the overwhelm. We may be in certain parts of our cycle. We may have been like harmony on our inner summer and yes, I'm going to do all these, blah, 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 blah. And then you start feeling overwhelmed. It's like, oh shit, remember my boundaries, reinforce. So it's a great reminder to just write it somewhere where you can remember to have that as a reinforcement.
I love that your boundaries are your higher self soul standards. That is so good. I love it. Yes, thank you for wrapping that up, Mel. That was beautifully said. I couldn't have put it better myself. And we are super excited to offer you guys, if you are struggling with setting boundaries with yourself or in your business or anything like that, and you really want to excel with the mindset that goes behind excelling in your business and your life and the strategy, then we do offer Alchemy of Her business mentorship, which is a one-to-one business mentorship. You get both myself and Mel for, I do a lot of the strategy work with you and we go really deep. And then Mel comes in with a 5D activation mindset to like excel you forward, so you're like leaping and bounding through that strategy with no limiting beliefs, setting strong boundaries and just like excelling into a higher self version of you and just showing up in complete authentic purpose and doing what you came here to do. If you want to learn more about that, you can reach out to myself on Instagram. I love the gram actually. So I'm usually hanging around there sometime through the day. If not, I'll get back to you when I can, but my Instagram's at Harmony Inspired Ayurveda, or you can message Mel on I Am Melissa Alves. And Mel, we also have only a couple of tickets left to our VIP in-person mastermind day, which is happening April the 19th. So if you're listening to this when it comes out, you still have a few days if the tickets are left. And Mel, do you want to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's amazing. It's our VIP Biz and Bubbles here held on the Gold Coast at the beautiful Kambali. It's a luxury venue here on the water. So there we've got the amazing Nicole Joy. She's going to be coming. I can't believe we've got Nicole Joy. She's going to be coming and she's going to be teaching us all about that confidence. So if you're a holistic leader and wellness coach and you lack that confidence whether to show up and hold a one-on-one, a group program, whether you lack the confidence to show up on social media, whether you lack in confidence and show up to run in-person live events, this is the event for you. Come here and Nicole is going to show us. She's got strategy behind how we can tap in. And when we learn the strategies about that confidence, we can show up confidently because confidence comes from being certain and having that ability, knowing what we're doing. So she's going to walk us through that. We've also got amazing food there. We're going to also have branding photo shoots at Kambali. It's gorgeous. So you'll come and get 6 photos taken and you can have 2 outfit changes. And I know we've got another workshop that Harmony is going to be running. So I'll throw that over to Harmony and she can briefly explain what workshop she's going to have in there also.
Yeah, so with Nicole, she's going to be really talking about like how to get behind camera and speak behind the camera and on stage and all of that kind of stuff. So then in the afternoon, because she's going to be doing that in the morning, we're going to be workshopping how to 10X, like using your confidence to then 10X your business. So via like messaging and personal branding and just being really confident to step into the evolution of yourself that you want to be, just like Mel has done. She's really just stepped into the exact person she needs to and wants to be to deliver her 5D activation, mentoring, and all of those type of things. And I'm sure as a health and wellness professional, a holistic leader, there's some things that are just holding you back from really, really getting out there and like 10Xing your business. And so we're going to mastermind that. So it's going to be a lot of talking and collaboration and questioning so we can really get out there and put everything on the table and then make sure that we're walking out of the Kambali with our six picks, our finer selves, and up leveling your holistic health business. So yes, true tickets left. So if you want those two, make sure you go to the link in the show notes or message us and we can send it directly to you. But thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in once again to the Evolution of Your Higher Self series with myself and Melissa Alves. We appreciate you and we can't wait to bring you our next episode. If you have any requests on episode topics, please reach out to us on Instagram and yeah, connect with us there. Thank you.
Big thanks for hanging out till the end. I'm curious though, did you skip the intro, eager to get into the juicy contents of this episode? No worries if you did, but you may have missed my important announcement and the accredited Ayurveda Alchemist program that was calling your name. It's the golden ticket to becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach. Dive into ancient Ayurvedic wisdom and give your health and wellness biz the glow up it deserves. If you are ready to ride this transformative wave, apply at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me that you have taken time out of your day to listen. Let's keep the convo going on socials. Dive into our amazing community on Facebook full of soulful women like you, the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook group, where we keep these conversations going and offer other free live training. You can find me personally on Instagram at Harmony Inspire Ayurveda, or take a sneak peek into the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy on Instagram at Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next chat. And if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating, it's like giving us a high five of podcast love. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time it is in your part of the world.